if we can, for a moment, as Kavi reads Baba's code, just take the code deep into your silence and see what happens. As you're hearing the voice, begin to listen to your heart. And I think that would be what Baba is trying to communicate to us when he says, no reaction, no reflection, no resound. As he's reading, we bring the energy by the way of our attention downward and see what our experience is. Go ahead, Kavi, read it slowly.
Whatever you hear, whatever you experience, it is all due to the reaction, reflection, and resound of your own actions and feelings. Others are not responsible for it. You forget this simple truth and lament, so-and-so is accusing me. So-and-so is causing pain to me. So-and-so is hurting me, etc. No one is responsible for either your good or your bad. Neither is it God's creation. For God is attributeless, unsullied, the final abode, eternal, pure, enlightened, free, and the embodiment of sacredness.
How many of you felt like it didn't matter? You went in that vastness. You took Baba's wisdom by going down within your own self. It vanishes into silence. I don't think too many of us could even follow the words. Does it need any repair? Does it need any mending? Does it need a correction? Everything goes to silence, and silence is God. And it's so amazing to know that this silence is unmovable, unshakable, unchangeable, ever present, ever there, and ever is who I am. Does any knowledge necessary? In this silence, we are one. In the personality, we are many. When the silence is visible, the differentiation vanishes. The you and I. Will be gone. We all experiencing one source, one reality, one isness. So simple. We didn't need to do anything. Go nowhere. Have no reason for austerity and religious rituals. Simply, God is. Whatever is God. The isness is God. I have isness, you have isness, but it is only one isness. And it is immense. Namaste to all of you.